The Max Life Field Guide. Business Owner Burnout: What Causes It and How to Actually Recover. Business owner burnout usually isn't caused by working too many hours. It's caused by running on borrowed ambition, either obligation, I have to, or proving a point to someone, I'll show them, both of which can grow a business past eight figures while quietly draining the person building it. Real recovery starts with an honest audit of what actually fills you versus what only survives because it pays, structured rest instead of an empty day on the calendar, and letting your team be the hero instead of rescuing every problem yourself. Burnout isn't a time problem, it's an energy problem. Most business owners diagnose burnout wrong. They think it means too many hours, too many fires, not enough vacation days. So the fix becomes a calendar problem. Block off a Friday, take a real weekend, hire someone to take one task off the plate. None of it sticks, because the diagnosis was wrong from the start. Ben Laws puts it plainly: you did the right tactical things to actually get there. You put in the right amount of hours to literally push this thing forward. It feels wrong. That feeling isn't ingratitude, it's information. Aaron Markham, who built and sold a data analytics company before burning out on the way there, says the same thing from the other side of it. Burnout isn't about how many hours you work. It's about the energy you're getting from what you're doing. You can work 40 hours a week doing work that drains you and burn out faster than someone working 70 hours doing work that fills them up. The two counterfeit engines running you into the ground. Ben names two engines that will absolutely grow a business and absolutely burn out the person running it. Obligation ambition says I have to, for the payroll, the image, the people counting on you. Prove it ambition says I'll show them, an old point to a parent, an ex-partner, or a hometown that doubted you. Both work. Both will build a real company. Both are borrowed, and both quietly spend you down to zero while the revenue climbs. The tell is what happens after you hit the number. A milestone built on obligation or prove it ambition delivers a few good days, and then the feeling fades and the finish line just moves further out. Aligned ambition is different. It's built on who you actually are, not who you're trying to prove you are, so it doesn't run out the way borrowed motivation does. Money is still useful here. It's just not the point. Money is a tool, and joy is evergreen. Money depreciates as a motivator the moment you have enough of it. But work that actually fills you keeps paying you back in a currency no milestone can touch. The signs sneak up before you crash. Business owner burnout rarely announces itself. It shows up as small, deniable things that are easy to explain away one at a time. Chef Ben Bebenroth, who rebuilt an eight-figure hospitality business after losing it overnight in 2020, spent 8 years before that running a restaurant that lost money every year while telling everyone, including himself, it was thriving. Aaron Markham's version, 30 pounds overweight, emotionally absent at his own dinner table, so wound up in control that he couldn't hand a real decision to anyone else. Watch for the same pattern in yourself. You're proud of the growth on paper and quietly dreading Monday. You keep saying you'll deal with your health, your marriage, your energy once the business is more stable, and more stable keeps moving. You're the last one checking every decision, not because your team can't handle it, but because it doesn't feel safe to let them. None of that is a character flaw. It's what obligation and prove it ambition do to a person over years. Rest that actually works, not just an empty day on the calendar. Giving a founder an empty day off usually backfires, and there's a reason. An unstructured day off can feel like chaos to someone wired to build, so it gets filled right back up with email and worry instead of actual rest. The fix isn't fewer days working. It's dividing your time into three deliberate gears instead of one undifferentiated blur. A reset day where you genuinely disconnect, a build day for the work that fills you, and an explore day with no agenda at all, just space to think. Walt Hampton, a former managing partner turned coach, calls the discipline behind this the decide once principle. He and his wife never debate whether they feel like running that day because they already decided they're runners. He told a courtroom he doesn't work Fridays before that boundary had fully proven itself, and it held anyway. Deciding all the time is exhausting. It's exhausting to the core. Pick your reset day before you're tired enough to need it, and stop renegotiating it every week. Run the alignment audit. Once the two counterfeit engines make sense, the next step is finding out how much of your actual week runs on each one. The exercise is a simple two-column list. On one side, write down the work you'd keep doing even if it paid nothing. The calls, the projects, the parts of the business that still feel like craft. On the other side, write down the work that only survives because it pays. The meetings you dread, the fires you keep putting out yourself, the client you keep because walking away feels riskier than staying. Be specific. Name real tasks and real people, not vague categories. Then look at the unaligned column and find the one item everyone, maybe just you, treats as untouchable. That's the sacred cow. Growth usually starts the week it dies, whether that means finally handing off the walkthroughs you insist on doing yourself or letting go of the client who's been draining you for 2 years. Take off the cape. Here's the part that's harder to hear. Rescuing your team is often what's keeping you burned out, not what's holding the business together. Every problem you personally jump in and solve is a rep your team never gets to take. It feels generous in the moment. It's actually costing them growth and costing you the one thing you can't get back. As Ben Laws puts it, when you wear the cape, you are stealing. If you're the hero of your business, you don't have a company. You have a job with a payroll attached to it, and a buyer will price it that way too. An owner-dependent business sells for less because it can't run without the owner in the room. A smaller company you're actually free in beats a bigger one you're chained to, both for how you live now and for what it's worth on the way out. How to start this week. Ben Bebenroth frames real change as three stages: awareness, acceptance, and action. The space between awareness and acceptance is actually very large, but the space between acceptance and action is very, very quick. You've probably known for a while that something in how you're running yourself isn't working. The gap that matters now isn't more awareness. It's finally accepting that it's true. Pick one thing this week. Name one task on your unaligned list and hand it off completely instead of rescuing it the next time it wobbles. Put one reset day on the calendar before you're desperate for it, and protect it the way Walt Hampton protects his Fridays. Then ask the harder question underneath all of it. How much of your growth right now is aligned ambition, and how much is still obligation or an old point you're trying to prove? The business will probably keep growing either way. Only one version of that growth doesn't cost you everything else.